Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
This would sound so much better if I had milk bottles. But I just got plastic.
Warriors, come out and play!
I really was trying to find glass bottles, and I could not at all for that intro.
So. Do I have glass? I don't have glass bottles. No.
No?
Wait, no. Hang on. Oh, shit. What do we do? Wait, get that can over there and then hit the glass.
Oh.
Maybe? Do that? Hold on. We're working on... Oh, wait. There's another coffee mug.
Oh.
You can use that coffee mug. Take that shit out of it. Hold on. You need a third one. Warriors, come out to play.
We got there.
Do you know how fucking stupid you look banging those two coffee cups? One has Snooki on it and the other one is a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And they all had markers in them.
Welcome, one and all, to a brand spanking fresh new episode of Huntsville Home Video.
Good goddamn.
My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. We like to show her movies that she has never seen before. We like to chat about them. We like to talk about life stuff. We get sidetracked, usually every time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, what, like 76, 77 episodes in? You should know this by now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about other shit other than just the movie.
Yeah. And if it's your first episode, welcome. That's what we do.
Surprise, bitch.
Surprise, bitch. Welcome to Thunderdome, motherfucker.
Sure.
Today we are chatting about The Warriors. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
A movie that kind of got pushed off a little bit due to the untimely passing of Norm Macdonald.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to talk about that one a couple months ago, and then Norm passed away. We decided to talk about Dirty Work first. Some of our fans on social media, who you didn't give a fuck about last week.
I give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about their complaining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't rush me. Don't rush me to do things.
It wasn't complaining. It was just like, hey guys, the Warriors, you can chat about that. That would be cool. I like that movie. I'd like to hear y'all's take on it.
Don't question the process. Okay.
That's right. This is our art.
This is our art.
And this is how we approach our art.
Just a bunch of shit on a canvas.
That's right. Yup. Yeah.
Gandit.
Art. Fuck. That word triggers me sometimes.
Does it?
It does.
Yeah. Well, it's subjective. And a lot of it's just shit.
Uh-huh. Correct.
Yeah. You just justify paying a lot of money for bullshit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Anyways.
Let's talk about the art of the Warriors.
Ah, okay.
That's right.
That shitty looking W? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Look, keep a spray can for the tagging.
You gonna keep a lot of girls on your bandwagon?
Because I don't give a fuck.
Living life in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane.
It's gonna be a good day today.
I'm just a crazy motherfucker. Living it up. Not giving a fuck. Living life in the fast lane.
Who knew?
Who?
That you came in for a Warriors discussion, you got fucking Limp Bizkit reenactments.
Within like 4 minutes.
Only here at Huntsville Home Video.
You got damn right.
I think by the next time Limp Bizkit goes on tour, Huntsville Home Video gonna be that opener.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Can you imagine us sitting on stage talking about movies the way we talk about movies in front of a Limp Bizkit crowd?
Yeah, we're gonna make them mosh.
Where the fuck is DJ Lethal? Bring it on. You fucking mutts. You follow us at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. HSV Home Video on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Fuck you. We want West Portland. Where that daddy vibe Fred Durst at?
God damn it.
That's your daddy vibe right here, you son of a bitch. Talk about the Warriors. Fuck you.
What a mess.
One can dream.
I know. I know. Thank goodness we do.
But we are here to chat about the Warriors today. A fun movie from the year I was born.
Wow.
1979. Good I am Lord. Old as fuck.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tad. A
little bit. You fucking bitch. Fucking kids today. Swear to God.
Man.
This is a movie that has also been a video game, that has also been a comic book series, that has also provided me with one of the best Thanksgiving stories ever.
Oh, shit.
We'll get to that later.
Okay. So it was a movie first, and then all the other things happened?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a movie, obviously, in 79. They came out with a director's cut. I forget which year that was, but the video game was on the original Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a Warriors... when DVD started becoming really popular, a lot of these older movies would get the DVD treatment,
mm-hmm.
Warriors included. So I think I want to say maybe the game came out around the same time as the director's cut.
Okay.
And it was like a side scroller beat 'em up kind of game. Like you're fighting all the other gangs and stuff. I mean,
sure.
It's a pretty simple premise for a video game. It's like, if you've seen the movie, you're like, yeah, just fight all the other gangs. I mean, that's really all you need to do.
To get back to your turf. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Great concept for a video game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Comic book series on top of that. And overall, makes for a damn fine, good looking movie poster as well.
Yeah. Well, okay.
One that I would proudly hang in my home if I ever got around to picking it up. But all that is inconsequential. We don't need to know all that shit. What we need to know, what our fans are here to know,
mm-hmm.
is LeAnn Foster. What did you think about the Warriors?
This movie is dumb.
No, Leanne, no.
This movie is dumb and useless.
What? Who the fuck are you?
It's just fucking, it's like Lord of the Rings or whatever, but we're running. Like, we just keep fucking running. It's just dumb. The gangs
are dumb.
There
ain't no wizards in here. There ain't no wizards.
We just keep showing these motherfuckers running and sweating. That's all we're doing.
And fighting gangs.
Okay, with dumb weapons. And it's like, bring in a gun and do something. Or take off your vest and get home. Like, why do we not hotwire a car and quit running from train station to train station? It's dumb.
Oh.
I don't vehemently hate it like I've hated other movies. It's just a dumb movie.
Man.
I should have shared this with you, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, because here's what was up. I was watching this last night, and I was super into it. I still love it.
No.
I was having a good time. And about the time they run into the Lizzies,
uh-huh.
I was like, Leanne's going to hate this movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were prepared.
I was prepared.
I don't hate it. It's just useless. I feel like there are so many other things that we could have done to avoid this trek across New York.
Nah. Not in the 70s.
Where's it? Yes, there's payphones in the 70s. You're telling me we don't have a number and a code word to help us? Like,
they ain't got no change in them pockets.
You don't know that we have a gang of 9 people and none of them know how to hotwire a vehicle and lay low?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, we're not going to take off our vests because of our colors? We're just going to be out in the open for people who are targeting us? Okay.
Man.
No logical sense in this movie. Not good. Too highly rated.
Incorrect. Very good movie.
Okay.
Like it a lot.
I'm sorry.
Would watch again.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, dog.
Sorry, fam. This is why this hurts.
Why?
Because.
I didn't know you liked it as much as you like it.
I like this movie quite a bit. For as long as I can remember,
uh-huh.
have wanted to get at least 9 friends together and go as the Baseball Furies for Halloween, and now I know you're out next year. You are super out next year.
That was by far the stupidest looking gang.
No, man.
That was dumb.
No, man.
They're baseball clowns? Like, what the fuck
yeah,
are they?
They're the baseball furies.
Gangs don't do this. First of all, gangs don't have these out. The gangs don't do this.
But
I don't believe this.
They fucking should.
I don't.
I would totally be in a gang if they did that shit. Which of these gangs would you have been in? The
None
Lizzies.
Of them. Yeah. They were the only bitches with guns, okay? They were the only ones who had guns.
That's because they weren't at the meeting. If you were at the meeting, you couldn't come in strapped. What's up?
But they had bats?
Yeah. A bat ain't a gun now, is it?
A bat is a weapon. They used it as a weapon.
So are these two fists. These are weapons.
Oh my God, Jack. I can't. I can't.
You're about to.
I can't.
Yeah.
No. Nope. I refuse.
No. Nah. So no
this
to
was dumb.
No to the baseball furies.
No
Halloween?
To the baseball furies.
Damn it.
None with that gang that looked like a bunch of mimes. There was a gang that looked like Peter Pan's. We'll get into all of that, but Jesus Christ. Redonkulous.
It's just
and we had
fucking
these long stretches of just dumb scene. There's just them running. It's like we don't need all of this running. Like get to some content. Get to something.
That's
you
the point
why?
Of what they
you
were trying
why?
To do.
You know why there's so much running? Because this movie is dumb and not logical. They could have made it home a lot easier than they did. The Warriors are dumb. And their logo's dumb. Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. Hot takes. Hot takes coming out of Lily today. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's a really good argument for why this cinema is cinema.
You know what my favorite thing about this movie is? It sparked real life gang warfare in 79.
Really?
Because all these gangs were like, oh, they're doing a movie about gangs. So then they all went to the theater to see it. And then they were there with rival gangs. And there were multiple theaters that had like shootouts. And then Paramount was like, hey, we're just pulling this movie from theaters.
Can you imagine losing your life over this movie?
To a dude dressed as a baseball fury?
No, sir. No, no, sir.
That's how I imagine the gangs actually look. Because, yes, I understand that the gangs in this movie are wild and fantastical, and no gang in the history of crime has ever looked like this. But in my world, they fucking do.
In your white bread world of no struggle.
Yep. Yes. In my white privilege world, where I could paint myself up, wear a baseball uniform, swing a bat all willy-nilly, and call myself a gang. This is how crime works.
That's the most white thing that's ever been said on this podcast. That's the most dumbass white person shit. Anybody of color is like, fuck these whiteys, and just gone.
Let's be real. Our demographic is very one-sided. Not a lot of POCs. Caring about our hot takes on the
True.
Fucking war.
They're too smart for this.
Correct.
They're way too damn smart with it. You know why? They got real motherfucking problems.
Right.
they don't need this shit in their life.
Yeah. Right now, the biggest source of strife in my life is that you don't like the Warriors.
No, it's because pumpkin spice is gone.
No, you can still find it.
Oh, you can? Okay. Yeah that's right. You know where to look. Yeah. You bitch.
I got connections. That is now the whitest thing that's ever been said.
I got connections in reference to fucking pumpkin spice. Uh-huh. It's the whitest. That now is the
Let's see if I
top.
Can out-white that. We'll give it time. We'll give it time.
I believe in you.
all right. No, I just really dig this movie. It was a movie that I saw when I was real young. I think the first time I saw it, I was maybe 10 or 11.
Uh-huh.
I dig the over-the-topness of the gangs. I like that it's just so bare bones and simple of a movie. It really is just like these dudes are running 30 miles to try to get to Coney Island to get home, and they got to fight all these wackadoo fucking gangs along the way. I think that's cool. I like the little radio breakdowns in the middle.
That is the one thing that I loved about this movie. Okay. And when I say love, I mean love.
You mean
I
love?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. All other right. than that, no.
Not
this
even...
is no Train to Busan. Train to Busan, done well. This one, not so much.
I mean, oh yeah, like apples and oranges.
Sure.
But you didn't even like Cyrus in the beginning? Fucking dude. Oh, that look.
That is not what a gang member wears.
It King is when you're a fucking gangs. Baller.
King of the gangs. No, don't mm-hmm. believe it. Nope, not falling for it. Goofy. It's not out there. It's goofy.
He was comfortable.
Okay.
You couldn't dig it?
Nope. I didn't dig it. I'm sorry.
Mm.
Don't hate it. Just didn't dig it.
I mean, that's all right.
Can you dig it? No, I can't.
Can you count, suckers?
Yes.
Can you dig it? No.
No.
That's unfortunate.
I know it is.
That's really. I know. That's really.
I didn't know you loved this movie as much as you do. It surprises me. Well, it doesn't really surprise me.
I was going
to
say.
This does seem like a Jack Spade movie.
Right?
I should have given more thought to it.
Yeah. Like, see, that's what you need to do. You need to remove yourself from the equation and really think about me more.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. 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 It's just me reviewing movies I've never seen before, but let's remove me from the thing.
Correct.
Even though it's me who gives the rundown of the movie. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
You
pick a movie for me to see how I think of the movie, but let's just remove me from the movie.
Correct.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, don't get it twisted. You're the most likable one between the two of us. Mm. People are here for more for you than for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, remove yourself from the equation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put yourself
right
into my shoes. Be like, oh yeah, this is a Jack Spade movie. Mm-hmm. I can see why that fucking idiot would like this.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking mongoloid. Can't tell.
I don't think you used that word correctly. I know that now.
See all the things I've taught you.
It is all about you.
It is. I just tell everyone that it's all about your journey and it's all about your takes on things, but really it's just like, check out the shit I love.
It's brilliant, the disguise that you've given us.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking master gaslighter.
God.
So, you just want to start running through this?
Running through? That's a good pun. I like it. Took me a second. Good. The movie starts off with the thing is still on. Cleon?
Cleon.
What's his name? He's like, the thing's still on. And Cyrus, he don't want no guns, no flexing of muscles at this thing. And the warriors need to abide by Cyrus's rules. We got it? Okay, let's move along. They say that Cyrus is the one and only, but the warriors are going to take a look for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the warriors, in their nifty little matching vests, hop on the subway. And they're on their way to the Bronx for a conclave, a private meeting, with every major gang in, what, the state?
Mm-hmm.
The whole states.
We're bringing them all.
I will say that the guys in the purple vests and the fedoras were my favorite.
That was your jam?
Yeah, they looked like pimps, and I liked it.
That would be your gang?
Sure.
That'd be a good look for you.
I think it's a good look. There's also a gang that looks like I said earlier, like mimes. Their mm-hmm. faces are painted. We have dudes that are in camo. Some look like literally Peter Pan. They've got the hats on. Green and brown and shit. Looks dumb.
I mean, the 70s were a wild time.
I put here in my notes, I was like, this is awfully theatrical. Is this West Side Story?
Oh, Jesus.
That's what, where it lost me, I think.
What would you have done if I gave you this movie and then right as Cyrus was taking the stage, it just turned into a gang musical?
I would have not finished the movie.
Hmm.
And I would have shoved a bat up your ass and called you a popsicle.
All right.
It's a line from the movie. So.
Yes.
Oh, and I put here, I was like, I noticed there's no women. I don't feel represented in this film.
Give it time.
Give it time.
Give it time.
And then there's this long fucking credit scene where we got to name every motherfucker who had a hand in this movie, it feels like, and we keep shooting the damn subway going down, and we keep shooting the map of the subway as they make their way, and I feel like I made that, what, 100-mile trek or 50-mile trek, whatever the fuck it is, from Coney Island to wherever we're having this conclave.
Damn.
It took forever. Can we just agree to that? It took a long time.
I mean, there's a little bit to set up.
It's a lot. Yeah. Oh. To set up? We're traveling, bro. That's it.
Gotta show all the gangs. Gotta, you know, introduce the players.
We didn't need all this. So it's like 2 hours worth of credits. And then one of them, also, I never heard this before. One of them, like, wants to get some, he's excited about the meeting and going to a different place because he wants to get some wool. Is wool code for pussy? I had no idea. Never heard that before. But he wants him some wool.
I told you, 70s was a wild time.
I see that. That is an entertaining thing. So we finally get to the goddamn Bronx. And we got a lot of motherfuckers piled in here. What was it? Like a stadium? Were there bleachers? What was happening here? Where were we at?
Dude, that was a whole bunch
like
of folks.
Like a football field or some shit, you know?
Now, you do have to give it, like, some credit. Like, if they would make that movie today, they would have CG'd that whole gang scene where everyone would, like, look not there. Mm-hmm. But just having that many individuals in a place like that, that looked kind of cool.
In my notes right here, it says, this looks silly.
I mean, if you, unless you're fucking Leanne.
No, I do appreciate that, the realness of everybody calling their second cousins and being like, hey, put on a vest. Come down here. I need somebody for this film. I don't know why they had that accent. You're going to be Peter Pan, and he's going to be a mime, and y'all stop fighting and shut the fuck up.
They probably just called into whatever community theaters they had at New York and were just like, hey, what are y'all doing this week? You got that Peter Pan production going on? Send them all down here, because now you're fucking gangbangers.
Leap them on down here. It's kind of like West Side Story, but a tad bit more masculine. That's what we're doing down here.
All right, I'm listening. They're not so much snapping and singing. Yeah, I'm here for it.
I hated that shit.
I don't give a fuck about a shark or a jet.
Oh, fuck them. So Cyrus also looks a little goofy. He looks a little silly. He's like, the future is ours, if you can count. And he's got on, like, either a smoking jacket or a robe. Is that a robe?
Look fucking baller. Look, that's a dude I would listen to. I would follow. I was like,
oh, but I'm the one who's going to get in a cult. Okay.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. He's like, it's a miracle that all these gangs are here. There's 9 people per gang at this thing. And he's like, great that all these gangs are here and nobody's offing anybody. And he's like a preacher almost, you know, and he's like, with all these gangs together, there are 60,000 soldiers and only 20,000 police officers. Can you dig it?
Fuck yeah, Ken.
They could run the city. The gangs could run the city and tax the motherfucking police. Fuck them.
That's a great plan.
It is actually a good idea. It is a good idea.
But much like we've learned about society, like, you can't, no one fucking gets along.
Mm-hmm. And the plan is to keep the truce among the gangs and then take over all of the boroughs one by one. And so it's all their turf. And I'm like, that's unbelievable. It'll soon fall apart. We can't have this. We can't have this peace. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Good idea in theory, but it ain't gonna work, bro. But it's all their turf. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Fuck the police, yo. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Coming straight from the underground. Got a bad cousin Brown.
Did you not pick up on, like, since clearly you know a little NWA, 100 Miles and Running? Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
They fucking riffed on the Warriors from it.
Oh, I forgot that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh,
whoa. Damn.
Well, now it deserves an Oscar.
Man, spicy today.
I'm not spicy. Then the police show up.
Yeah.
And also a gun now has made its way into the crowd and it gets passed along into the crowd and some fucking asshole shoots Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Boom. Even though there weren't supposed to be no guns.
Fucking Luther from the gang, the Rogues.
His name was Luther. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck you if your name's Luther.
Whoa.
Fuck you. Oh, no, Luther Vandross. We can't fuck Luther. I love that that's the Luther I thought of. That's the only Luther I know, I guess.
That actor, by the way, David Patrick Kelly, would go on years later to play the villain T-Bird in The Crow. I don't know how much you remember that movie.
I don't.
Okay. Mm,
sorry.
You're fine.
At first, I thought it was Sean Penn.
Does look very Sean Penny.
It looks great value Sean Penn.
Great mm-hmm. value Sean Penn.
The Equate version.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sean Penn, he's doing Fast Times at Ridgemont High this week. Can we get that other dude?
Kinda yeah, looks the like other him. One?
Yeah.
He's like $100 cheaper. Let's get him.
Let's get him.
It's made in the same factory. Just a different brand. So the they shoot. That guy, Luther, shoots Cyrus, and the police have shown up, and then they all begin to scatter like bitches. But one of the warriors gets a good look at Luther, who shot Cyrus. But then, in all the chaos, Luther claims that it was the warriors that shot Cyrus and that Cleon was the one who did it. Because Cleon is at Luther's body, I think, at this point. The lie detector determined that was a lie. So we get complete mayhem for an hour and 45 minutes, it feels like, of just people running in this place wherever we've had this meeting. And finally, the warriors make it out, minus one, minus Cleon.
Cleon didn't make it.
He didn't make it out. And they got to get back to their turf, which is Coney Island. We do not know if the truce is still on after this horrible meeting that went horribly wrong, so they could totally get picked off on their way back to their turf. Because if you're not on your own turf, you're fair game.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works. Here's where I put, why don't you not just take your garb off and blend in?
Because then the movie's over.
See? Dumb.
Nah.
It's like, the rule is you're not supposed to take your garb off. Oh, okay, well, you know what? I made it back to my home turf alive so that I can still be a part of this group and this gang.
Then you made it back like a bitch.
No.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no half-steppers in this crew.
No. There's a line between, you know, being a badass bitch and being an idiot. Like, sometimes you just got to play it smart. Can we just play it smart? You gotta use your brain, not your brawn sometime.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah.
Okay. Well, let's see how you make it in a gang. There's some internal guff amongst the remaining warriors about who's leader. What was his name? The dude who wants to be the leader?
Ajax?
Swan?
Swan is the war chief, so he, like, now that Cleon is gone... Swan has to step up. Ajax is the one who's like, well, like
he's the rapey one.
Yeah, yeah.
Ajax is the mm-hmm. rapey one.
Did you catch who that actor was?
He looked so familiar and I never Googled him.
So that's James Remar, who played Dexter Morgan's dad in Dexter. I don't know if you ever watched Dexter.
I got like two seasons.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were more into that one than I.
I really liked Dexter, but I only got into two. You know how I am. I did it with that and The Shield. I got two seasons in and then I moved on to something else, even though I liked both.
Yeah, he's been
the war chief. What did you say he was?
Swan is the war chief. Yeah.
I didn't know they had roles. I didn't know they had ranks.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I knew they had ranks, but I didn't know what was the other guy? Was he president?
Probably.
Is there a master of arms? Is there a armed guard? Yeah. Do we have a secretary?
Secretary of Defense. Got a Secretary of Treasury. That's why they didn't have any subway tokens to get on the fucking thing.
Ah, goddammit. We should have brought him.
Fuckers.
See, brain, not brawn.
God damn it.
So we have some little internal guff there, but then we're running again, and we run into a cemetery, and then before we can leave the cemetery, we have to tag it, of course, because that's just what we do.
Respectful.
Exactly. And we do the shittiest looking W on a headstone that I've ever seen. I wrote that when I was five.
I'll give you that. That was a shitty tag.
They should have a better looking font.
They should have a secretary of tagging.
100%. Yeah. Secretary of calligraphy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Maybe he wasn't invited to the meeting that night because he was back on Coney Island just tagging shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Calligraphy captain.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
I like that role, actually.
Right?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then we meet the Riffs.
Riffs! Yeah, right?
I love that music or sound effect that happens when we meet the Riffs. It's fantastic. And they have a leader with great sunglasses and a sparkly jacket.
Fuck yeah.
What are we doing? It's like one big Michael Jackson video. It's really what it's like.
I mean, that's...
It's an hour and a half long Michael J. video.
I mean, the dude made some pretty fucking stellar videos.
I mean...
Say what you will about the man's personal life, that man made a good video.
But, right. Sometimes it trumps the kid fucking, just depends on the day.
No. I'm not discounting that. The dude was a dirty kid fucker.
He was.
Who could also make a good music video.
Right. Also, fuck them parents who let their kids get fucked. You let your kids get fucked.
You did.
If you're listening, you let your children get fucked by a dude.
Yeah.
Whose skin ain't right.
whose skin ain't right. Boy, your skin ain't right.
Oh, boy.
Quit fucking them kids. Keep up the good work with them music videos, though.
Look you a lot started like- fuck kids and your melanin went. That's what happened.
Music videos look a lot like the Warriors. I appreciate that about you. But stop touching kids.
Okay. So dumb. So we meet the Riffs, and they want all of the Warriors because they think that the Warriors killed Cyrus at the meeting. So they need to send the word out. The Warriors are wanted, and that's when we spread the word through the radio gal.
Hell yeah.
Ow! Her code is just fantastic, and it's just amazing, and we just get that shot of her talking into the microphone, and it sounds amazing, and it's like, here's a hit with them in mind, and it's nowhere to hide. That gets the word out. That's the power, okay? That's the fucking power of radio, and it's like, people are like, oh, it's radio. It's an old medium. No, bitch, we assemble fucking gangs, you goddamn assholes. We have the power to assemble the troops, motherfucker. God damn it, I had so much pride. I want to start a gang war. I want to fucking start a gang war.
I knew it would get you.
Right? Best part of this whole fucking movie.
I have tried so many times in my life to start a gang war over the radio.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been in the wrong area. Are there any gangs in Farno?
You'd be surprised. There are a lot, actually.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to do there?
Start a gang.
Shovel snow and start a gang.
Yeah. That's
pretty much all you got.
Yep.
One day it'll happen for you.
Not a gang warfare in the mean streets of Fargo. I was like, oh, warrior these fuckers up. I'm like, you might want to do something about your ensemble.
I just feel like we got to shoot that motherfucker. It's too cold outside. I'm just going to stay in. I feel like that's the gang activity in Fargo.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of it. Like, it's hard to find, like, red and blue parkas to differentiate between.
That makes sense.
Because you gotta stay warm, you know? And trying to, like, pull that Glock out with mittens.
Can you imagine having to take your mittens off? Like, can you imagine having to take a mitt off so you can grab your piece? Pew!
Check yourself, fool. Hold my hot cocoa. Pat, pat, pat.
God damn. And then try to put it back. I got two fingers in the same slot. Ah!
Man, you do a drive-by in Fargo when it's 40 below zero with the wind chill of like negative 20 more.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get frostbitten your trigger finger.
Exactly. Then you can't pull no trigger. Mm-mm. You know how you're just so cold it won't, your hand won't operate? That's what it would be like.
Yep.
Did you shoot the fucker? No, I got frostbite, bitch. Ah, here's a heater.
I was trying to sneak up on him all stealthy like, but he could see my breath. He saw me coming.
He could hear that snow crunch.
Yep.
Yep.
Which, side note, super creepy, like when you're walking alone at night in the winter and you hear like another set of footprints crunching in the snow and you don't know where they're coming from. That's off-putting.
That would seem off-putting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you ever been stalked?
Not that I've had a stalker. But,
right.
But I have not.
You're not a radio DJ until you have one.
Right.
I'm not a radio DJ yet. I don't have one.
I bet you have, and you just don't know it yet.
They've not made their presence known yet.
Or I bet they have, and you're too sweet and innocent to realize that, like, that's a stalker.
Truth.
Yeah.
Probably. That's how I get in the cult.
That's how you get in the cult.
I get chained in a basement.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much. Well, at least it'd be exciting.
Yeah.
It'd be something to talk about when I got free.
Right. Oh, actually, could you make that chain just a little bit tighter?
Yeah, I want to make sure I have really good scars from it so that my story seems legit.
Yep. Gotta sell this to people.
Oh my God, that's terrible. I'm gonna get kidnapped so I can capitalize on it.
Yeah. I think that's how people think.
I'm gonna be the poster child for fucked up.
Yep.
Anyway,
Yeah, the DJ is great.
Yeah, the DJ's great. So the Warriors, they're...
quick side.
Sure.
Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
That was the chick from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
What?
Yeah.
I was always on the lookout for her.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember a lot of it, but I remember that being a big part of my viewing.
Yeah, she was always just trying to tell you where the Warriors were at.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
God fucking damn it. That's pretty cool.
That is
okay,
pretty,
that's the second coolest thing in this movie.
Uh-huh. Third, Baseball Furies. Yep.
Okay. The Warriors have their first encounter with a rival gang. It's them skinhead motherfuckers who have a bus. And see, the Warriors are just trying to catch a train, man. They're just kind of trying to catch their subway, whatever. And I put on here, no bus? I was like, we got no bus? Or no guns on this bus? And the bus couldn't outrun these dudes who are running. Okay.
Takes a while to get a bus up and running.
That's true. Last radio station I worked at, the automobile was a short bus that was wrapped and people fucking loved it. And I had to drive it a lot, especially in the winter. And let me tell you, it took a minute.
Some jokes write themselves. I'm just going to leave it alone.
It was great, man. It was actually super fun to drive that motherfucker.
Took a while to get you up and running, though, didn't it?
It did. It did take a while. I had to sweet talk it every time I got in there. I was like, come on, baby.
Uh-huh.
You can do this for me.
Yeah.
And it started for me every time. You got to sweet talk it. Anyway, that is true. I didn't think about that. So they run and they run. And guess what? They run some more and they finally get on the train and they think that they're home free. This is almost like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, because every time they get somewhere and they think they're good, then shit happens. There ends up being a fire, and they have to get off of the train because the train is out. It's like, who the fuck set that fire? Oh, no. So then we're trekking through, and we meet the orphans.
Oh, they're low. They're low, low.
They're low. They weren't invited to the meeting.
Nah, they
they're just a
shit.
Bunch of kids in the playground.
Yeah, they ain't
they
shit.
Are. They ain't fucking shit.
Nah.
And we meet Mercy. Was that her name?
Mm-hmm.
That turtle
gang
bitch.
Whore.
And probably a whore. Yes,
yeah.
That's what I wrote. She wants a warrior's vest in order for them to trek through the orphan's territory. And they will not give up one because you don't give up your colors, man. You
there
don't give up
You're
your
like,
vest.
No, you don't do it.
And so she totally emasculates the leader of the orphans or whatever the fuck, because she's a total fucking bitch who only feeds off of the desperation of others, it seems like. So they're like, you know what? We're just going to walk through your shit and get to the next train station. Fuck you. So the girl, Mercy, actually follows them. And so do the orphans. But the orphans get chased off with a Molotov cocktail on a car, and it blows up. And then the orphans scatter, but Mercy heads off with the Warriors. She's looking for something more in her life. We learned that later.
I mean, yeah, like...
She needs some adventure in her life. Who wants to hang out with the orphans?
You know? I wouldn't. Mercy didn't want to. Fucking.
Like, she's hanging out there with no bra, nip showing, and, like, nobody fucking gives a shit. It's like, that's not what she should be living for.
Bunch of fucking chumps.
Go somewhere where somebody will take advantage of that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Coney Island.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Go on the Ferris
wheel.
Like fucking
Ajax, okay? Yeah. He's ready at all times.
Get on that big Ferris wheel on Coney Island. Get finger blasted on a Ferris wheel.
You know? Live life.
Yeah.
To the fullest.
I finger blasted Rachel on Mount Everest one time.
I don't need.
There it was.
I don't need that.
There it was.
That's going in the intro. I'm writing this down. Yeah. I'm not even fucking lying. It's going in there. I hope she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't. Like, she requested it.
Oh!
Because it was in a movie. The Mark Wahlberg movie Fear.
He
finger blasts.
I don't need to know about this.
Reese Witherspoon on a roller coaster. And she's like,
I've never seen that
movie.
Oh,
we're adding that to the list.
Yeah.
It's always one of my fantasies. Oh, what's about to happen on Expedition Everest?
Okay. All right. Okay.
It was the happiest place on earth for a day.
So anyway. Okay.
Mercy trying to better herself.
Yeah. By going out with another gang. And then another radio signal goes out, and I put here, yeah, radio.
Yay, radio.
And then we're talking about how people have been unsuccessful. So the warriors are still out there. We need to get them. So
yeah,
anyways,
updates.
Yes. Anyways, we are waiting for our next train, and here, okay, I'm just reading my notes as I write them. Okay. And okay, here I'm like, wait a minute, what are we doing? Why haven't we just wired a goddamn car and we'd have driven back by now? What the fuck is this movie?
Good.
Then we get into more dumb, is the word I used, turmoil with police at the station. And now we got more dumb running. Now we get split up. One gets thrown onto the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
He's out. RIP, whatever his...
Vermin is out.
Vermin?
Yeah.
Fuck Vermin. One gets killed on the tracks. A couple get on a train, and then a few encounter... Bum, ba-da-ba. Baseball clowns is what I put. The baseball clown gang.
Baseball Furies. Put some respect
on
their name.
How do you know the name?
Because they're called
people.
The Baseball Furies.
Where did we see this? Did you Google it, or is it set in the movie?
Like the back of their fucking...
Oh, I didn't care enough.
Jersey said Furies.
Oh. Okay.
And I also just happen to know they're called the Baseball Furies.
Okay. Just a question.
Don't lash out at me.
So I did not. Now you're gaslighting me.
Oh, is that?
Now how you feel, you think is my fault, but it's not my fault. It's your fault.
I disagree.
So we get the Baseball Furies. So, and then we have just a lot of running, a lot of fucking running, you know, and then some even get lapped, like, some of the warriors get to the back of the Furies.
Some
like, how did that happen?
Some of them just have better cardio.
Yeah, but like, you pass it. Why didn't you take them out while you passed them? If you got that close enough to lap them, then why?
Because they're too busy running.
It's so dumb. We're just running to run. Mm. And I keep going. Here's another note. Where's a gang that actually has guns? What the fuck? So we fight the baseball gang the Baseball Furies.
That's right.
And we use their own bats against them. Hooray!
I mean, that's the ultimate sign of disrespect.
That's the ultimate sign of we worried about our face paint and not our weaponry.
I mean, you might have a point there.
See?
But
that's what I feel like for all these gangs. You worried about your outfits more than you worried about other shit, mastering your craft.
Still,
that's just how I feel.
If you're a gang called Baseball Furies and someone uses your bat on you, that's like, you're a bitch, you're out of the gang. That's like if someone gets your gun, uses it on you, mm-hmm. You're a bitch, you're out of the gang. You're probably dead because you got shot. Right. You're out of the fucking gang.
So then why do you like the Baseball Fury so much if you just admitted that they're a bunch of bitches who can't even use their own weapon of choice?
I just think they look cool.
See, and that's what they thought, and that's why they're fucking dead.
Yup. That's why they got turned into popsicles.
That's why they didn't even get a home run. Oh. They got walked, son.
They got walked. See, we have fun baseball puns. Ah, it's good times. We're watching the Warriors.
Speaking of baseball puns, we get a lot of baseball puns in our next radio break.
We sure do.
And I put here in my note, this is the only thing I enjoy in this movie. So the Warriors are split up in like three different groups, I think, at this point, or maybe two. But we check in with the Warriors who made it on the train. Okay. And they get to the next stop where they're going to wait for the other members. When they find some bitches, they find some wool that they've been looking for. And so we get that, and then it jumps to the next scene. Here's where I noticed something, and I was like, ah, I enjoy these Star Wars-like transitions from scene to scene. You know how it wipes from corner to corner, or it goes back? I was like, ah, okay, we're not just doing a flat jump to screen. We're doing a transition like we used to do in PowerPoint when we had to make those. Yes. I
thought that was the coolest shit under the
sun. Oh, my God.
Oh, watch this shit cascade, son. Boom!
You don't understand how long it took me to find a theme and the right font that matched the theme and the fucking transitions from one to the other. You could, if I had a double transition to the same kind, world ended. Presentation ruined. Those were fun days.
They were good times.
I loved PowerPoint. Now I never see PowerPoint. It's like fucking PowerPoint was a jam.
Bring that shit back.
Bring PowerPoint back, okay?
Fucking MS Paint.
Mm-hmm.
I need some PowerPoint.
Right. Amen. Anyways, back to the baseball bat wielding Warriors. That one dude, here I put heavy on the rape.
Real rapey
vibes coming from this motherfucker. And they're walking through like a park and they pass a lone lady on a park bench at night. Not a good thing. And so he can't resist himself. He's going to turn around and go back and mac on this lady who's by herself on the park bench. I put here are my notes. I hope she shoots him. Then I go, maybe bite his dick off. Then I put, maybe she has a dick and maybe she has a dick. Maybe that's why she's out alone on a park bench. Got a deep voice. She might be a dude.
All right.
And then I put here, watch her be a cop, which guess what? She was a cop. Anyways, that's my train of thought while I'm watching a film. So a couple of the Warriors actually turn around and go back for him. Like, maybe this isn't a good, maybe he's being set up because no lone lady's just on a bench. They know better, or they should know better. But yes, she is a cop with a fucking whistle and handcuffs him to the bench after he gets super aggressive. Handcuffs him to the bench. And then the Warriors who turned around, watch him get arrested.
Sad to see your homie go out like that, but, I mean, that's what you get for being a rapey.
That's what you get for being a raper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the one Warrior that didn't turn around to go back for, what's his face, Ajax
was the rapey one.
Yes.
Swan
was the one who went on because he didn't turn around to go back. He is now at the next station. And guess who shows up? The orphan whore.
The orphan whore.
Who's going to help him grab a train. And I put here in my notes, God, this is never going to end. They encounter cops because the cops have picked up now their method of transportation. Can we not just do something different? Maybe we don't go into each train station thinking, oh, well, gee, they were at the last one. I bet they won't be at the next one. We have matching vests. Anyways, the cops are into their preferred method of transportation, and so they hop down into the tunnel, to an active tunnel, and they start walking and talking. And then we have this bullshit exchange of, oh, I don't like how you live, or oh, I don't like how you live, you're not living any better, ah, fuck off, bro, and then they kiss, and all this bullshit, and then we,
and then fucking blah, blah, blah.
Now I'm gonna leave without you, I kissed you, but now I'm gonna stay away from you, because I'm walking on, bitch.
That's how the game's played, baby. That's life in a gang.
So anyways, we, let's see. He doesn't bang her. He tells her to go back home, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the other group of warriors with the chicks, the chicks are the Lizzies. At first, I thought it was Leslie's. I'm not even going to lie. And I thought, did I hear that? Did I hear it right or wrong? And it was the Lizzies. And they're a girl gang. And I put here, now I feel represented.
Finally.
And they are making the dudes feel welcome. But, you know, that one's like, this is probably not correct. And we should know that it is, of course, a setup. And I put, finally, a gang with some goddamn guns.
Because they weren't at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I have to keep explaining this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that difficult?
No, I know. I feel like, well, maybe we didn't pass anybody with a home turf that could have gone back and gotten their guns. That's what I keep thinking. I'm like, you could have run back to your turf and gotten your guns. Maybe some nearby gangs. Like the baseball people, they were on their home turf, were they not? And yeah. All they had were the bats.
Yeah.
They didn't go, they went back to their headquarters or whatever, their home base, to the dugout, and then they got...
You fucking bitch.
And then they just dug out bats and they didn't get any guns.
I don't see...
So guns are not their preferred method of weaponry.
Yeah, they prefer bats.
Well, that's dumb.
I mean, that's why the baseball Furies got their asses kicked.
Okay, they're a dumb gang.
But they
quit trying to defend them. These are dumb gangs.
I can defend dumb gangs all I want.
That's right. It's all about you.
It is all about me. Thank you for finally acknowledging that publicly.
So anyways, they pull out some guns, but then of course, bitches can't shoot worth a shit because they're in a locked room and can't even get one of them. They graze one of their arms. Can't even shoot the motherfuckers. Now, they understand, the warriors understand now that the gangs are after them because the other gangs think that the warriors shot Cyrus. Now they understand what's going on. They think they're just getting attacked because they're not on their home turf. Mm-hmm. Now they realize everybody's out looking for them because they hadn't been able to tune into a radio broadcast.
I mean, it's not like they had streaming apps in 1979.
We didn't have apps then, you know? That's our bad.
Yeah,
okay?
It really is.
Didn't come till later. So... And then here's where I put, wait a minute, where are the fucking phones? I know we don't have cell phones, but we got to have pay phones in fucking New York. You're telling me we don't have a number? Fuck off. End quote.
I mean, if I were being chased by dozens of roving gangs of New York, I don't know if I'd have time to stop and make a phone call.
No, don't give me that, because whenever they stop running, they just meander into a train station and just stand there.
They got that adrenaline running. It's like, oh shit, I don't know who's around this corner. Might have some of them Gramercy riffs.
It would take 30 seconds for you to call someone and go, hey, bring the people. Bring them. Bring the soldiers. We
and
got
you know
some
what
major
could happen
props.
In that 30 seconds? Pop, pop. You just got.
They could get got while they're standing next to a post wedding on a train. Like, your logic is off. The logic in this movie is off.
Nah.
Okay.
Logic is sound.
I'm just going to move out. I'm just going to move on. I'm just
all right,
move on.
The next time you're being chased by a gang, you tell me how many times you're stopping to make phone calls, all right? Just squirrel it away.
I'm also not stopping to wait on a train.
I mean, you are if you're trying to get to Coney Island.
First of all, let's be real. I'm not running anywhere. Okay? We've surrendered. As soon as we get confronted.
We have tapped out.
We've tapped out. Like, I don't want to get out of breath. Just take me.
Is that why you hate this movie so much? Because your cardio sucks?
Yeah.
Is that your problem?
Oh, no. We found the real reason. I was trying to keep it hidden and down deep, but it found its way out.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, there it is. I could never run. I also couldn't be able to follow a subway map. I wouldn't know where the fuck I was going.
Same.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, they know you're going to Coney Island. Like, go somewhere else. Pull a Yui somewhere. You know what I mean? Go hide out, at least till we get into the daylight and we can blend in with people, but no.
Yeah.
No. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Anyways, the one lone warrior who got rid of the orphan whore, Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Swan. He gets to the next station. But now we got to fight some fucking fruity rollerblade gang.
Roller skates.
Roller skate. Roller skate gang. Thankfully, here is where we all meet up now. The two other groups of warriors show up. And now we have seven warriors because one got by the police and one got by a train. Okay? Got it? All right.
Are we up to speed? Good.
Well, actually, there's eight of them because we have the gal. The gal there is there. So the warriors, here's their plan of attack, which you know they've practiced before. They all go into the men's restroom, which that orphan whore is walking around with her nips out. And she's like, I can't go into the men's bathroom. It's the men's bathroom.
I said to myself, bitch, mm-hmm. You've been in a men's room before.
I know. You've probably been the star of the show in a men's bathroom. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you ain't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Act like you've been here before because we all know you have.
Yeah, we know you took a golden shower. Clean yourself up, tramp.
You tramp. And then they attack the roller skating gang, which there's only one dude on roller skates. The other ones are smart enough to know not to.
Right.
But you don't get enough good traction. And so they all go into the men's bathroom and the warriors just bust out of the stalls through the stall doors like that was their strategy. And then they attack the roller blade skate gang.
The punks.
The punks.
Yeah.
That was their name?
That was the name. Yeah.
Didn't know.
That's all right.
Didn't care.
That's why I'm here to
thank you.
Educate you about this great movie.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
I'm super thankful.
I can tell.
And then terrible fight choreography ensues.
I saw people fought in the 70s, baby. That's the gang life.
Sure. And then we beat them, and we successfully get on the train to Union Station. We've made it. It's now daylight at Coney Island, and our warriors made it back. But wait. Oh, and then we have that quintessential line of, overlooking the landscape of like, this is what I fought all night to get back to.
Hell yeah. A little tear in my eye when he said that. I was like, I was fucking here for it. I was like, goddamn right, man. You fucking made it, dog.
Then that fucking whore's like, we can run away together. Like, you ain't getting out of this gang.
Like, I'm fucking leaving Coney.
You're a warrior chief, man.
Yeah.
You ain't getting out of here alive, son.
That's the CI, baby.
That's fantastic. And I literally typed in here, durr.
God damn.
D-E-R-R-R-R-R-D, accidental D-R. So,
durr.
So the warriors are heading back to their home base, and they are being followed by the Rogues. I know who they are because I saw their jacket.
Uh-huh.
The Rogues is the dude who shot Cyrus. We getting our coffee cups ready?
Yeah. Ready to go here.
Yeah. So he's in the car and he's calling out to the warriors. Warriors! Come out and play!
So iconic, that is.
I have heard it everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
The actor, David Patrick Kelly, was told to basically just improv something at that scene.
Okay.
And that's what he improvised because at the time, David Patrick Kelly was living in like a shitty, you know, struggling actor apartment.
Of course.
And every day he left his apartment, he said that he had like some wild-eyed, fucking strung-out neighbor. That every day when he would leave his apartment to go to work, he would just clang bottles together and just be like, Davey, come out to play.
No shit.
And that's where he got it from.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You imagine that, though, being terrorized by a neighbor like that every fucking day?
That's god awful.
In a shitty New York apartment where you have to assume everyone is fucking crazy.
Everyone's crazy and out to kill you.
Right. Especially in an apartment that a struggling actor could afford.
100%.
I had a buddy that lived in New York one time as a college graduate. He was going to grad school. Like mm-hmm. he was, you know, doing, decent enough to afford a $1,300 efficiency apartment.
Jesus Christ.
That was basically just like, you open a door, there's a bed and a stove.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
That's what it's like living in New York.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine if you were a struggling actor and then you have to deal with that shit every day. But it gave you the material to put in an iconic fucking movie scene that you'll be remembered for till the day you die.
Absolutely. I didn't know it was coming. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I've seen this ripped off everywhere.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing. Oh, God. So, yes, he's calling them out with the bottles. And then here's where I got more confused.
Okay.
We're at home base. We're at home turf. We're in Coney Island. But instead of going to get, I'm all hung up on the guns. I feel every gang has a gun, has an arsenal of guns. And yet they just start pulling planks and pipes in order to fight. That's it. That's all we got.
Maybe they didn't have time to run home.
I mean, they ran everywhere else.
And they're all out of running.
Oh my God. Okay.
You can only run for so long. I mean, that lactic acid starts to build up.
Okay. All right. So then the plan, after we get... After,
hold up. We are literally the last two people on Earth who should be able to criticize anyone 100%. For running.
Look, it's never stopped me before. There's a lot of things I shouldn't be criticizing people for, but I do it anyway. I'm not going to stop.
Like someone listening right now is just like, oh yeah, big gal and half long criticizing fucking anyone. Huh.
That's our street names.
Big gal and half
big
long.
Big gal and half long.
Yo, man, half long out here. He'd be looking for that paper, yo. Oh, we got to run it up the chain. You know, big gal running the show for real, though. For real.
She's running the shit because all she wants to do is sit all day and have other people do the work. She don't want to get out of breath. Neither does half lung.
Yo, man, we got to get away from half lung. Quick, go up those stairs.
Go up just one flight.
Yep. Literally all it takes. Puffin' and puffin'. Mm-hmm.
We both have the same MO. Get up like two steps and be like, ah, fuck this shit.
Ah, fuck it. You guys live another day.
I'm going back.
I'll get you next time, warriors.
I'll catch you on flat ground, motherfucker.
Uh-huh. You come to my ranch style home and I fucking got you. Not a
split staring. Level. I'm fucked, but my ranch. Oh yeah.
All right. They wanted a split level. Yeah. Okay. gotta re-strategize this one.
God Almighty!
Stairs.
Damn it.
We
lost
again. Half long. Fuck it.
Jesus Christ! That's fantastic. So the plan is after we get our makeshift weapons, we now take them down to the beach. They don't know how to operate in the sand. The rogues don't know. Only Coney Islanders know.
That's right. CI, baby.
CI till I die.
Yep.
And again, God, I am so hung up on this. In my notes, it says, quote, where are the guns? End quote. This movie makes no sense. I'm so hung up on that for some reason.
I can
I'm
tell.
I'm so hung up on the guns. So then, what was his name? Luther?
Luther
says that, yeah, he wasted Cyrus for no reason. He's just a fucking dick.
Men just want to watch the world burn.
That's true. And that's just what he wanted to do. And then, oh shit, here's a gun finally. Luther got that gun that he used to kill Cyrus. And he and Swan are facing off. And before Luther can shoot Swan throws that switchblade into that rogue's arm.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
That shit's hard to do.
That would be hard to do.
You ever thrown knives before?
No.
Fucking tough.
I won't.
You ever thrown axes before?
Yes.
That's fun.
It is fun.
We went to a place and they're like, oh, you want to try some knives?
Ooh.
I was like, yeah. Way harder.
Mm-hmm.
So the lesson I learned, I'm going to throw a fucking sharp object at you. It's going to be an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't make the knife stick in the fucking board at all. Mm-hmm. You just got to throw it a special way.
I'm scared of it because you have to hold it by the blade when you do it. And I just feel like there's so much room for error for me to bleed out. I have a knife blade in my hand and I'm on blood thinner. So I'm dead. I'm fucking out, bro.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We cut myself cutting vegetables. It's mayhem. It looks like a murder on my kitchen counter.
God damn.
Yeah. Got to be careful. I ain't doing it. So
fair enough.
Let's see. He throws the knife. And then about that time, while Luther's being a bitch over his bloody arm, the riffs show up. I love that the other gang didn't do anything. It's like, oh, our leader just got a knife in the arm. Ain't going to attack. We're just going to stand here in the sand. We don't know how to move in the sand. Do we shuffle? What do we do?
Well, maybe they were all like, you know what? This dude's fucking crazy. We just need to fucking get rid of him.
That's true. We see them a little bit throughout the movie, and it does seem that they realize maybe, or at least that one dude realized that he's a psycho. He just started a war for no fucking reason. So then at that time, the riffs show up, and that was a good look seeing them on the thing there. And now they know who really shot Cyrus, because at some point in the movie, I didn't mention it, but there's a guy who comes forward to the riffs and they're like, hey, you should probably, this guy's got something to tell you. And we don't see it, but he obviously tells the riff leader who shot Cyrus. So then
fucking snitch,
bitch. And they let the warriors go. The riffs do. You badass motherfuckers. You can go. They make way for them to go. And then we get radio. Yeah. And we get the apology to the warriors, and they play the warriors a song, and then the warriors walk along the beach. And then that is the end, quote, thank God, end quote.
Man.
And that is the end of the movie.
So you probably don't want to play the video game.
I mean, the video game would probably be better. I feel like it's a better concept for a video game than it is a movie.
It is the same thing. Like, you run and you fight a gang and you pick up power-ups and you run to fight the next gang.
Okay, I'm fine with that, but I didn't like this movie.
Would you like to hear how the Warriors gave me one of the best Thanksgivings ever?
Yes, I was waiting for this story. I'm ready for it.
So when that game came out, it was a multiplayer game. You could load up with, like, you know, three of your other buddies. You could just pick your favorite warrior and you could go you go fuck up the gangs of the night.
Who'd you pick?
And what's that?
Who'd you pick?
I usually went with Cochise. He was the one with the Indian feather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Cochise.
Mm-hmm.
Cochise or Cleon, one of the two. I like.
Okay, as long as you weren't the rapey one.
No.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
The rapey one. Thank you. Thank you. So a buddy of mine was like, hey, you know, not doing anything for Thanksgiving, just going over to the girlfriend's place. She's cooking dinner. She's an awesome cook. Why don't you just bring the Xbox? We'll all fucking play Warriors. Have a good fucking Thanksgiving. I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. Showed up and they were fighting. Which is a great fucking environment to be in. When one of your couple friends is fighting, such a great environment to be around the both of them.
It's terrible. It can sometimes be trying to be the third wheel. I've mastered it because that's just my role in life. But then when somebody fighting, it is the most awkward thing in the world.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So I get to the house, you know, and they have that, like, we're trying to look normal, but clearly still kind of fighting. We're all sitting in the living room, and my buddy's girlfriend is like, "Hey, I'm gonna go fix some of the, you know, some of the dinner, whatever." So she goes off in the kitchen, and my buddy's just like, oh, "Fuck, man, I'm sorry. I don't know, fuck, you know," kind of like mouthing some "I'm sorry's" and "I apologies" and whatever.
Sorry, you're
like,
in the middle of this, bro.
Yeah. Like, we're just going to, you know, we're gonna fucking eat. We're going to play Warriors all fucking day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that sounds like a good idea.
Mm-mm.
And she comes out and she's like, Christopher, like, said the full name, you know, they go upstairs and I can't hear what they're saying, but I hear like the muffled, like, I'm like, oh God, this is going to fucking suck.
Oh no.
And so they come marching back downstairs. And she goes in the kitchen, brings it. They both bring everything out. They put it on the table. She starts to fix a plate and then just goes upstairs.
Oh, no. Don't be that bitch.
And I'm like,
don't do that. No.
I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, did you want me to go? Like,
yeah,
I can go.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, nah, fuck it. We're going to play Warriors. We're going to have some good. Here, man, food's ready. It's fucking good. I start eating. You know, we're both eating. We are about to hook up the Xbox. And she comes down.
Oh, no.
And this is where it starts, like, blowing off in front of everyone.
Oh, no.
She's like, you didn't even think to fucking wait for me. Like, and she comes down with, like, an empty fucking plate.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on here?
She wanted him to wait for her to come back down?
Apparently. I don't know what was going
before on. Before he moved on from the meal?
Yeah. Like,
oh, fuck you, you bitch.
I don't know what was going on. But then, so they start just like full on arguing with me right in front of them.
Oh, no.
And I'm just sitting there. That's like, terrible. Oh, okay. All right. I'm just trying to casually make my way out of there, but I'm not going to leave my Xbox because I wanted to play the Warriors. I was like, ah. He's like, God damn it. Like, we're just going to have a fucking nice day. Fucking do this shit. Fuck blah, 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 blah. And then you got to fucking turn it into this big fucking thing. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm just going to take off. He's like, sit the fuck down. I'm like, whoa. Then I just sit down. I'm sitting there eating my fucking turkey. He's like, you could have eaten with us. You knew we were all going to fucking eat and hang out and play this game together because it's a four-player game. You want always bitching about because you never get to play the games on fucking game night. You want to fucking play the Warriors? Let's play the fucking Warriors.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, seriously, like, I'm just going to go. He's like, hook up the fucking Xbox. I'm like, all right, man. All right. So I just plug the Xbox in, get it set up. And I'm just sitting here like a kid
like
at
a
Christmas.
Child.
Yeah, like a child.
With a fighting mother and father.
And I'm just playing fucking Warriors over here in the corner. While my buddy and his girlfriend are having a fucking drag out fight.
Oh, shit, no.
I'm like, oh boy, this is fucking awkward. And then they finally have the good sense to go upstairs and finish the fight.
Ugh.
And then like 5 minutes later, I hear like just like clogging down the stairs. Like my buddy picks up his controller. He's just like, oh, God damn it. Where you are? Who do I get to pick? Fucking, let's come out and play, baby. Let's fucking get to the CI. Let's go.
Jesus Christ. That's so awkward.
And that was one of my favorite Thanksgivings ever because of the Warriors.
Of course. Yeah. Damn. Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
You know? And then, yeah, when they start yelling at you to stay, sit down, do whatever, it's the worst.
I was like, I'm fucking good here. Mm-hmm. I could vominos anytime,
right,
man. But you know what? We made it to Coney Island.
Did you?
We beat them all. We beat the Rogues. We beat the
Fantastic.
Baseball Furies. We fucked them all up.
Fantastic. Did she ever come down and play?
No.
No, okay. She didn't get over it?
No. No, she didn't come down the entire time I was there. Came down after she heard me leave. The next day I saw my buddy. She's like, oh, hey, she told me to say sorry for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
Fuck that bitch, okay? Yeah. No, you don't play that game. You don't take your food up somewhere and then get mad when you came down and nobody ate with you.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck she was mad at.
People.
People.
Don't like them.
Bitches.
Yeah, bitches. Bitches. Ruining holidays since the dawn of time.
Uh-huh.
That's why we burned y'all at the stake.
Right. Understandably.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You were probably asked, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I don't know. Whatever you want. Oh, except for that. One too many times.
Burn her!
Yep. She's a wench.
She's a pain in my dick. Burn her!
Shit, just had that happen to me this morning before we came in to record podcast. Rachel and I were picking up. No, didn't have a fight. Had that one of those situations. I was like, hey, Rachel, we're out picking up some groceries, whatever. You want me to just grab a box of donuts for breakfast or whatever? And she's like, oh, sure. Grab a box of donuts, a couple chocolate milks, get in the car. I'm like, oh, hey, donut. And she's like, oh, Bavarian cream. I was like, fucking pick one. Tell me what you want. Nah, it's fine. I'll have one. I'm like, nah.
Bavarian cream.
I'm like, no, you're not going to have any more. You fucked that up. They're my donuts now.
Jeez.
I'm leaving the house. There's four donuts. There better be four donuts when I get back. Or there better be five Yeah, you had better have gone out, picked up some donuts that you wanted, saved me one for the end of the trouble.
That is amazing.
Burn you at the stake.
Oh, shit. Oh,
well,
that's
homie,
fun.
I'm sorry you didn't like the movie.
It's okay. It was just goofy to me.
That's fine.
I couldn't get into it.
That's
but I didn't
fine.
I didn't hate it, you know?
Well,
We've had a lot of laughs today.
I've been there when you hated it.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
And we're not on that same level.
It's tough.
So it's,
Nothing you ever need to revisit, nothing you ever need to go back
no,
to.
Not for me, dog. Like, that's okay.
If a remake ever came down the pipe, you wouldn't.
Maybe they would do it better.
So much running.
I can't identify with that.
Where would you put it on a Lely scale?
I'll give it one, 2.
All right.
1.75, 2, somewhere in there.
Ouch, okay.
Yeah, 2. I'll give it a 2. I'll give it, you know what, just for you, and I'm feeling okay today, how about a 2.25?
All right, thank you. Thank you for bumping it up for me.
To a 2.25.
I appreciate it.
You saw my
sad puppy dog look. You're like, oh, I don't want to give it a 1.75.
We did. I really don't like to break your heart, actually. But when I get rolling on Snarky, it's hard to let it go.
It truly is.
It's fun. It's fun. I get to get it out,
yep.
You know, so that's my problem.
I subjected you to this piece of shit that you saw,
right.
And you just had to, you know, return the favor in kind. I understand
it. I'm fluent in snarky Lely, and I have to keep it hidden.
That very, very true.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm well versed. I speak it better than most.
Yes, you do.
Understand it better than most.
You do.
Yeah. Like when new people come into the office and they get snarky Lely for the first time, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll catch up. You ain't seen nothing yet. You want to see something? You want to see fucking snarky Lely? Show her Dr. Giggles.
Yeah.
Check that episode out.
One of my snark is confused with my sarcasm that I love. Like, I love sarcasm. I love that shit. And then people go, oh, she's a mean bitch. And I'm like, no, we were having fun.
Yeah.
I was having fun.
But people are just too sensitive.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come from a line of bar owners, and they're all assholes, and that's just what every family gathering was like. It was like we all tried to out-Trump each other with the shit, you know? And I grew up with that guide as a kid. Well, so it's normal to me.
And if you spent any amount of time in the bar industry, you have to develop a healthy sense mm-hmm. of fucking snark mm-hmm. and sarcasm and fuck mm-hmm. you.
My mom worked in my granddad's bar when she was 16 years old. She did like the work program where you went to school for a couple hours and then you worked. Okay. And she said that she always had bruised legs from the knee down because somebody in the bar would say something and mom would fire back. And so my grandmother, before my mom could say something, she would kick my mom in the legs to shut her up.
Nice.
Because not that she was being a bitch, but because she would just get in on the thing. And so Mimi would kick her in the legs. She said, I have bruises all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a quick-witted bitch, and I love her for it.
You got it. You got to be able to put a fucking bar patron in their place.
You do. You do. God, man. Love her.
God bless.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I'm going Warriors at a 3.75.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with it. I'll stand for that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Still like it a lot. Still enjoyed it on the rewatch.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, like about halfway through, I'm like, eh, Leanne ain't going to dig this one. Sometimes I just know.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Wish she'd have known sooner.
There's that fucking snark. Here's me kicking you in the leg.
You get double jail time because I'm a woman.
Hey, is that equal treatment? I think not.
I think so. We're making up for it.
Whereas if you beat the shit out of me, you'd get like, hey, don't do that again.
I'm a hero.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he made her watch the Warriors. He got off light.
He subjected her to his machismo. Ruined her life. She willingly went to that podcast recording.
Right.
But it's his fault.
Well, they recorded like 78 episodes with all that snark and sarcasm. It was his fault.
It's his fault.
He made her do it.
He has a penis.
Give him the death sentence. But he's white, not guilty. All comes full circle.
Ah, damn it.
All comes full circle.
Oh, fucking A.
Christmas time is upon us.
Jingle bells.
So next week we'll be in the month of December.
Yes.
We are very wisely not doing 25 Christmas movies in 25 days.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
It's a lot.
But let's instead do at least a couple for the season.
Sure.
I think we should kick it off with a Huntsville Home Video Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. So it's Shane Black?
It is Shane Black.
Ah!
Look at this shit.
Look at me.
The man loves his Christmas-themed movies.
And the man is loved by you.
Damn right.
And me too.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
And you. A movie that I feel will not only give you some holiday cheer.
Okay.
Also give you a strong sense of representation that perhaps this movie did not.
Ooh.
I would like to introduce you to a holiday-themed action movie.
Ooh.
Called The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh.
Little Gina Davis, little Sam Jackson.
Oh.
Some good old 90s action.
Oh, my.
All set to a holiday backdrop.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you in?
I'm in.
All right, holy shit.
I'm ready.
Jesus.
It has all my favorite things.
Yeah, we're about to find out. We'll see if Shane Black continues to deliver for you.
I'm ready to find out.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check it out next week. The Long Kiss Goodnight. Up until then. Yep.
I ran out of air. I didn't deep breathe it enough, or I didn't get all my air out.
This stairs again. Damn, cardio. Yeah. That's a great mark of quality when you're winded after a makeout session. I can only make out with you so long. I got half a lung. I can't breathe. I can't make out with you and breathe at the same time.
It's like, what?
I can't hold my mouth.
Sooner we stop, sooner we get to the better stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my method of operation.
He's going to get right to the fucking. Long kiss, good night. Next week here on Huntsville Home Video.
Yep.
In the meantime, follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at
HSV Home Video.
And give a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography. Underboss _ photography. Photography, not fur-tography.
Photography. Photography.
As I said last week.
I'm pretty sure I heard photography.
Perhaps. I don't enunciate all the time.
It's okay. You're in the South. You can get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Underboss _ photography. Check out some of the awesome pictures that Michael has taken. I'm curious to see what he comes up with for the holidays. I want to see the Underboss take.
Ooh.
On some holiday shit.
Okay. Yeah. Do we get some dark Christmas?
I'm hoping.
What do we get?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Like a gangster Christmas.
Like a gangster Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in a striped suit.
Mm. Oh, shit. A pinstripe suit Santa?
Yes.
That'd be a good look.
I'm all
look.
In.
Yep.
Come on, Michael.
Hook Deliver. It up, man. Hook it up, man.
Deliver for your favorite peeps.
That's right. And we will be back next week talking about The Long Kiss Goodnight. Until then, my friends, be kind and rewind.
Are you not going to say nothing?
Come out and play!
Fucking idiot. God damn it.